morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Legos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and it's a beautiful day in Trevose, Pennsylvania, isn't it, Kathy?
It is.
In fact, it's in the Andy Cohn comfort zone. Andy has a very specific
it's got a 15 degree comfort
temperature
zone.
That he likes. And this is it, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's going to be perfect like 70, it's sunny, blue sky.
Love it.
What could be better?
Nothing.
All right.
How about being off on a day like today?
Yeah.
We have a full house here in the radio studio today. Michelle, apparently you invited a lot of guests. Why don't you introduce them?
I did. You know, we have two new editorial interns joining us for the summer. And I don't know if you can see them on camera, but to my far right with the red hair is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Thanks, Sean.
And Sam, where did she come from?
Her mama.
We're two people in love.
She came from Elizabethtown College.
Okay. And so next she's to her, a Pennsylvania girl.
She is. She is. And next to her, we have Grace. And Grace is originally from Pensacola, Florida.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
And lived in Cape May, New Jersey, where we have our editorial retreats. And they are both with us for the summer.
Great.
Yay.
That is good. We even had applause.
Yeah.
And then Jan brought a whole cast of characters, it looks like. We've got a lot of techies today.
We have Kathleen with us and the lovely Miss Mina, of course.
And Jan will be making our sound effects, so we expect to have plenty because he's like a
he's full of sounds.
Like that, for instance.
Boy, that sounds like
me. A really fun show.
Is he
going
to
shoot Joe again this week?
I know I got shot last week.
Today's calling question is ideas for summer creative self-promos. Michelle, our self-promo queen, I'm sure will have some ideas for us on that. Give us a call, 215-953-4979, if you have any creative ideas or if you have any questions about creative summer self-promos. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Don't you want to know what the callers get?
Oh, yeah, what do the callers get?
Jeez.
Well, they're gonna get,
how about the number to call?
Show,
well,
I call
said 215-953-4979. And if you call in, you get a $25 Visa gift card. You'll get a set of ASI Radio Host finger puppets. And, of course, you're going to get a Joe Show key tag.
Wow, that's quite a prize pack.
It is.
All right, like start calling now.
It's the ASI Radio prize pack.
215-953-4979. We'll put you on the air. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Potty Mouth Kathy Houston is going to let us know if it is okay
we already
to
heard
swear
that this morning.
In the office. Yeah, she came in here like a sailor, didn't she? She came in like a sailor. Michelle has five tips for working with millennials. Andy's going to look at why you don't want to be the low-cost leader. I have top small business mistakes and how to avoid them. We also have some new hot marketing trends, our favorite things. But let's start the whole show off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with safety news. Retailer H&M re-announced a recall last week of children's water bottles sold in its stores. The recall was first announced last September, but some stores continued to sell the items through March. Industry experts view the recall as a warning sign for both distributors and suppliers that sell water bottles and children's products of any kind. On to product news now. Plastic bag advocates rejoiced last week when the California Senate shot down a proposed statewide ban on single-use plastic bags. However, there are currently more than 50 local ordinances in place in California that restrict or totally ban the use of single-use plastic bags in retail stores. Economic news now. A new survey from the Conference Board shows that consumer confidence rose to a five-year high in May. Consumers expecting business conditions to improve over the next 6 months rose from 17% in April to more than 19% last month. On to positive news from the incentive market now. A new survey from the Incentive Research Foundation shows that the number of buyers saying that the economy is having a positive impact on their budgets rose from 43% 6 months ago to 56% today. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Well, in honor of Jan, I'm going to show you a French press to go.
Wow.
Can't wait.
All right.
Jan's excited.
All right,
we cannot wait to see that in Promogram today. I know Jan will be reading.
Thanks for that news, Andy. We are going to take your calls in just 1 minute, 215-953-4979. We're talking about creative summer self-promotions. But first, we have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS on the phone with our Product Safety Minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, folks. You folks are like loaded for bear this morning. Everyone's in such a great, lively mood.
We are ready to go.
Wow. Anyways, I want to have some of what you guys are drinking.
We'll send some.
I have a little bit of sobering but explosive news because there was a recall announced just about 2 days ago. I think it was Friday, Tivana, the major tea and tea accessories retailer, which is now owned by Starbucks, by the way, has a major recall of shattering and exploding glass tumblers.
Wow.
And this is pretty major. More than 300 incidents were reported to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, or actually reported to Tivana, that their double-walled glass tumblers suddenly shattered, broke, or exploded. Now, these tumblers are for tea, and they're a double-wall borosilicate glass with a stainless steel tea infuser basket that slips inside the top of it, and it typically comes with a stainless steel-covered lid. Now, these items are ubiquitous throughout our industry, and even ETS carries one model that is similar to what Tivana sells. Now, I must say that we do not use any of the four factories that Tivana uses. In fact, I've met extensively with our factory to ensure the safety of the items that we source through them, and we've had no incidents. But let me share a little bit about what I think is the reason for why these glass tumblers are exploding. Is that because of the double wall, there's internal pressure, air pressure that has built up during the manufacturing process. Those of us that have seen documentaries or have actually seen artisans blowing glass, well, these glass bottles are made in a very similar fashion. Many of these are made by blowing glass, either by mechanical means or by human means. And they join the two walls together at the very top of the bottle. And oftentimes, the manufacturer may not allow a proper temperature regulation so that when the bottles heal or cool, there's still trapped air pressure within the two walls. And that causes surface tension, much like the surface tension on a balloon when it's inflated. So little things like little chips or little cracks or when someone drops it suddenly or clinks it with a spoon or drops a fork in it, these create little micro cracks on the surface of the glass. And once in a while, one of these things will blow. And I think that's what's happening with these bottles. Our factory gave us a really great education about what they do in their manufacturing processes to eliminate those types of issues. Because when we interviewed this factory, we go, why should we pay you more for an item that we can get 10 cents cheaper somewhere else?
Sure.
Of course, in our industry.
This certainly is a cautionary tale for distributors. What can they do to ensure that they're not purchasing, you know, some faulty products like
this? That's a great question. And I think the key there is to deal with the supplier that they trust and ask the proper questions with the supplier in the drinkware industry to determine whether or not they have any issues with these, what processes they have in place in the manufacturing to not repeat what has been repeated here with the Tivana glass tumblers.
Okay.
So that's an excellent question.
Yes. Well, great advice from Leighton Lee from ETS Express. Thanks so much for calling, and we'll talk
to you
soon.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. All right, we're going to take your calls right now, 215-953-4979. Today's call in question, ideas for creative summer promotions. And, of course, if you call in and we put you on the line, we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card online.
And the prize pack.
A prize pack.
The
I'm
radio
sorry.
Show prize pack.
Is the radio show puppets? They're valued at what? Like,
look, Michelle has them. Michelle has them displayed in such a nice way.
Themselves. Yeah. And then, of course, a Joe Show key tag. Let's not forget. The first to win the prize pack is Lisa Brown on line two. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you? You have a neat company named Bold Over Promotions.
Well, yes, we do. And that's kind of how we're going to incorporate a summer promo coming up in July. You know, and it's not about just handing out events, but it's about being part of the community. So one of the things that we're doing because of our name and our love of bowling as well is we're going to be hosting a summer corporate bowling event as a fundraising idea within our Chamber of Commerce. So that's going to allow us the opportunity to show our chamber that we are part of the community in helping them raise some money. And then also it's going to be a really fun corporate event, you know, throwing pizza and stuff like that.
And I bet there will be lots of fun logo and products
there sodas,
as well.
All that. And so we'll also be handing out, we've got some really cool bowling pin bottle openers that hang on the refrigerator. So we have the opportunity to reach, 32 corporate members out of our chamber and give them something that's going to remind them of a fun event, because you want to try to tie in emotion, you know, along with your self-promotion. So it's not just about, you know, handing out the events, but it's about getting out into the community and showing support among your chamber members. So we thought that was a pretty cool self-promotion, and we're really looking forward to it.
I love that idea, and I love that you're giving people an experience
of
the product.
Yeah, and anybody else can get out there and, like, throw a barbecue or anything else that ties into that event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's kind of all about.
Now, you said that you like bowling, so do you have your own, you know, special monogram bowling shirt and bag?
Of course. I'm actually a president of my bowling league as well.
Wow.
And we have the experience of putting on some bowling events, too. So,
well,
yeah, we
great.
Love bowling. That's how we came up with the name.
What's
your
name
best
of your
score?
My best score?
Yeah.
247.
Whoa. Mine's like 30.
I don't do that all the time, though.
That's better than you, Andy.
Wow.
I saw you bowl.
Significantly.
We had a staff bowling event.
Are you kidding?
For our holiday
That's double
party
my
this
score.
Year. I think, Andy, I don't know if you broke 100.
Oh, I broke 100.
Well, that's a fantastic idea, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling in, and stay on the line for your prizes.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. And on line three, we have Connie. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. Hi, I'd like to get your opinion, because I know you won't steer me wrong.
No, we won't. We would never steer you wrong.
You have a lot of faith, guys.
All right, so should I host an open house for my new prospects and current clients, or should I do a direct mail piece?
Well, Kathy
both.
Shook her head.
Both. She said or, Kathy.
Because
I say
sure
both.
Connie has an unlimited budget.
Well, you can send them a direct mail piece with the invitation.
That's a great idea.
Oh, there you have it.
Duh.
As the
you're
kids
saying,
at Harvard are saying these days,
you're
duh.
Saying duh to me, not to Connie.
Right, right. Not to Connie, never.
I think an open house is a great idea. Andy, what do you think?
I think you should always throw a party. Honestly, I think that that's a good way to connect with prospects. So, yeah, I like Kathy's idea that using the direct mail piece as the invite is great. And definitely,
and,
you know use the summer to connect personally with people.
You
I think that's a great thing.
You can do something inexpensive in-house.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I love Lisa's idea, you know, give people an experience, not just the product.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so thumbs up for the party, Connie. Good luck
Thanks.
With that. All right, stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Michelle, we've been talking about summer promotions on our ASI Central Facebook page as well. I know that you have a few comments from there.
We do. We have one from Margaret Joyner who says she does little cheap frozen pops. What are those things called? Seal pops or something? Those little, I don't know.
Bomb pops? What kind of?
Kids
what?
Have them. They're blue and orange, and you put them in the freezer.
Freezer pops.
Okay, freezer pops. I thought they had a name, like Otter Pops.
Yes, Otter Pops.
What?
Logoed with
They're
my
making this up. They're making this up.
What is an Otter Pop?
Oh, it's one of those things, those blue things you freeze
it's
in the freezer.
It's a Pennsylvania thing.
Isn't that like Flavor Ice?
Oh, Flavor Ice. That's what I'm
And about. She gives them out to all teams, schools, daycares, and passes them out at festivals. But they're logoed is the point.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
I like
it. We have a question that I think is perfect for Joe. Judy Brown says she'd love to know if there are any cool new promo items that would be especially attractive to car show enthusiasts.
One thing I would say for car show enthusiasts, fuzzy dice. Those things will never go off. It's classic.
Really, Joe?
Yes, it's classic. You ever been to a car show?
It's not the 70s.
I can't say I have, but
you know,
still.
Kathy, when you go to a car show, you know what you see? You see classic cars.
Fuzzy
That's
dice?
Why it's a great – you do. That's why it's a great tie-in. But I would say I would use those
– Now you're going to say the Christmas tree air fresheners.
The dog bobblehead.
No, you can actually get custom-made.
I like the bobblehead.
You can get custom-made.
Custom-made. So, no, what I would say is you want to get one of those chargers that plug into your car battery. I mean, car.
Now we're talking,
yeah,
okay. Joe.
Come with all the adapters. You can charge your iPad, your iPhone, your BlackBerry, if you're like Michelle and you have one, your smartphone, so any type of devices like that. I think that everyone would appreciate having one, and we used one on our road trip last year.
Yeah, I have one in my car all the time. That's a great giveaway.
Probably came in handy when you were on the turnpike for 10 hours last week.
Let us now not recount that situation.
All right, Michelle, you have another Facebook comment.
We do. Actually, this is a comment that I think is interesting, even though it's not a summer promotion per se. This is from David Garthwaite. He says he's already starting to think about his winter promotions, which I think
Good
is a great
him.
Point that he's thinking that far ahead of the
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's smart. All right, we're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, ASI Computers. When we return, Kathy is going to tell us if swearing is okay in the office.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Hello.
Now we are.
Okay.
We're back.
Welcome back to ASI's Morning Show.
And better
show.
Than ever.
Wow, we did some really fancy technical footwork.
Vinny blew into a plug.
Yeah, Vinny Driscoll blew into a plug, and now we're crisper than ever. So that's good. We have one more call before Kathy tells us if swearing is okay or in the office or not. On line five, we have Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good, Bill. Do you think it's okay to swear in the office?
I think you should probably avoid it.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Bill.
He's sport. All right, what's your question?
Step up, Bill.
So my sales typically slow down in the summer, and I'm basically looking for some good self-promotion ideas to just remind clients that I'm here, basically, and wondering what you guys have in mind.
That's a great idea. You know, one thing that we always talk about this time of the year is that you should start selling corporate gift programs and food gifts and things like that. Mm-hmm. Start getting your clients thinking about that in the summer. Would you agree, Kathy Houston?
Definitely. That's why we have a mid-September gift guide for advantages.
Andy, what do you think?
Well, I think somebody else should answer first because I have a boring answer that has nothing to
do
with self-promos.
Do it.
But I think this summer is a better time even to analyze your customer base a little bit. And, yeah, I know. You're not on, so sorry. Nobody heard your voice, which is for the better at this point. So I think that it's a great time to look at your customer base, and then you can see your opportunities a little bit better. You know, if the summer's a slow time, then analyze your customers to know exactly who the best prospects are at this time, so you can contact them directly and kind of market your services in a niche way. It sounds like you're kind of waiting for business to come to you a little bit. I think that if you're a little more proactive and market to customers that you know are buying during the summer, and then you could penetrate those relationships even further, then that's a strategy that you can employ. Michelle, who's Mike might go on now, would actually have some advice on self-promos, I think, that she's seen some companies do.
And, you know, Andy, that is a boring answer, but it's totally right on. I think that's really
yeah.
Yeah,
but you are boring.
I am boring, I know. If there's a slow point in your business, then, number one, there's a reason for it. And then if you don't know what that reason is, then you should look at your incoming revenues for, say, the past 12 to 18 months, and you can track those. But also it gives you a look at opportunities when you're looking at customer bases a little more critically, and you're seeing when they're buying, what they're buying for, and how much they're spending. Then you could know the types of customers that you want to target at this time of year.
Now, Michelle, I know you've seen lots of great self-promotions, mm-hmm. and they don't necessarily have to be expensive. I think some people shy away from them for that reason. Do you have an example of something that you've seen that was kind of simple but very effective?
Frisbees.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Can you guys hear me?
Especially for summer.
One word, frisbees.
Frisbees.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's my intellectual input
like
to the conversation.
All right, well,
everybody
there you have
frisbees.
It, Bill. Good luck, and thanks so much for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. All right, Kathy, now first, before I ask you this question, I'm going to ask for a show of hands of everyone in the room because we have quite a crowd here this morning. Is swearing ever okay in the office? Raise your hand if you think it's okay. Okay, wow. Okay, we're – all right, wow, hands
Jan,
going up.
Jan Chris is in French, so we don't understand.
So me and the Frenchman didn't raise our hands. And Vinny Driscoll.
Vinny, come on.
And no.
I've heard you curse.
All right, so four of us don't think – swearing, but I think about seven of us do. Kathy, is it okay?
Well, it all depends on the company culture. Like, if it's a more casual environment, it's okay if it's part of the conversation. But if you were to say, like, because I'm your direct report, if you were to say, Kathy, you blankety blank blank, that's not right.
Oh, but you could say it to me.
Well,
I could say it to you.
Nobody's. We're not saying cursing with berating.
Right. If you're using
one
it
of
to
us
berate
is.
Somebody.
Abusive cursing.
I've heard Michelle berate with cursing.
Gotcha.
But anyway, according to Career Builder survey, over half of workers, 51%, say they do curse in the office.
Does that mean 49% don't?
I guess, like Vinny and Melinda.
I
and Jan, allegedly.
I don't, Kristen.
You
don't.
That's absolutely not true.
Well,
I've never heard of it. What are you talking about?
You know, it's rare, and I find that if you do it very rarely, then it's very effective when you do it.
That's right.
Like, wow,
but if you do it like me,
really,
Michelle, everybody's like, eh, whatever.
They just ignore you.
Right.
Yes. And, you know, I would also say if you're going to do it, make it really colorful. Michelle Bell has actual words she's made up that have curse words.
Can we say them? No.
No, we don't say any of them.
Yeah, we're going to stay away from them.
But, you know, make it at least
but I like them.
Entertaining and colorful if you're going to do it.
All right. But, however, can I make one more important point?
You bet.
The study also indicated that employers may be inclined to think less of an employee who swears.
Yeah.
81% believe that the use of curse words brings the employee's professionalism into question. What do you think? You're the employer.
I think bleep. No. I think, you know, use sparingly. It's fine. But you don't want someone who's just, you know, walking around with a big potty mouth all the time.
Okay. All right. So that's that.
Did you just say I'm a mom. Potty mouth?
You can tell I'm a mom because I just said potty mouth.
Wow.
All right, Michelle. There's a lot of millennials in the office these days, and apparently there's different ways that you should work with them. So what tips do you have for us today?
I have a few, and they're going to be on our website at www.asicentral.com/radio. Here's a little anecdote that the author of the story says here. He was the owner of a PR company, and he was on his way into the building, and he overheard a new employee with her mom, and this was the conversation.
With her mom?
Yes, the mom brought her to work, and the mom said, because a lot of millennials tend to have,
we got laughter
in the
background.
Helicopter parents. Yeah. Okay. And the mother said, be confident, be polished, be poised. They need you just as much as you need them. And that, Joe's giving the thumbs down, because in some cases with millennials, there is that school of thought that, you know, they have been taught that they are, you know, they bring everything to the table. What they have to offer is so important that they are wanted and desired by the company, which is all well and good, but they have a sense almost of entitlement. Certainly not every millennial, but a few. So the author of this article makes some really good points. He said to spend time with the management of the company should spend one-on-one time with millennials, because while there are things that millennials can certainly learn from management, there are a lot of things that management can learn from millennials. And one example he gave is my favorite and yours, social media.
Well, absolutely. We have our two newer interns who came to us. They had some training last week at NYU University, and I know that they had got some great training on social media, and I can't wait to see what they have to say.
Yep. One key factor to keep in mind is that millennials seem to require more than any other demographic, more than Gen Xers, more than boomers, a lot of communication. So if you think you're over-communicating, you're probably not. So you need to provide a lot of communication, a lot of feedback, even if it's criticism, but they need to be constantly told what kind of job they're doing. Are they doing a good job, a bad job, what they need to be doing better? So we'll put all of this online.
Okay, those are great tips. You can find them at asicentral.com/radio. Andy, here's a topic that I know you're talking about in this year's Counselor State of the Industry.
We are indeed.
Coming out in mid-July. But the topic is why you don't want to be the low-cost leader. Now, I know that
you don't.
Some distributors are tempted and suppliers to be the low-cost leader. Why is that a bad approach?
Well, here's the thing. You can be. If you really want to embrace that strategy, you can do it. But then you need to jump in with 2 feet and know that you're always going to be the lowest cost, which here's where I'm going to say you can't do it. You can't be – you're never going to always be the lowest cost, because there's always a website or a other local distributor or somebody who is willing to go lower.
Imagine it would be a smart business plan in terms of
– what would?
Be, you know, trying to undercut everybody all the time. I don't think that
it wouldn't work. It's not. Ultimately, the article that we found here that we'll post to our website points out that – pricing is not a sustainable business strategy, and that's the reason. There's always going to be somebody that's willing to go lower. So that's one point. The other point is that essentially, how do you want clients to think of you? Do you want them to think of you as the lowest cost provider or a consultant type company that actually gives you ideas on how to help your business? So, you know, what's your brand positioning? If it's confused and, you know, on one hand you want clients to think of you as an idea provider, and on the other you want them to think of you as like a low cost provider, then you have to go more towards the idea side. If you're trying to walk both lines, it's not going to work. So I would say get rid of that low cost, try to think of positioning your brand as a, you know, consultant and as an idea provider, and that's better to try to build your business on.
Way better for your margins.
Well, for sure.
All right. Well, we'll put that article up on asicentral.com/radio. Joe, apparently you're going to talk about a hot new marketing trend today. Mudvertising.
Oh, Mudvertising. Yeah, we're going on that one.
What the heck is that?
Well, you know these Tough Mudder type competitions?
Yes.
Tough Mudder, Spartan Race.
Wait, Michelle, explain for Michelle.
So basically you go in as a team and you run these obstacle courses that are challenging and they involve a lot of mud.
Ugh. Well, and some, like, you know, they shoot things at you. You have to crawl over barbed wire.
They have live wires that are out there just, like, kind of whipping around. You have to try to avoid
them. I think we should do
them.
This.
Sam's shaking her head. Have
Andy,
you been on
Andy.
One of these?
I think we should do this.
Andy.
As a group.
Oh, I'm
no.
in.
No, see,
I'm training.
Let's do it.
See what you did? See what you did?
Yeah.
I'm totally in.
Let's
no,
do it.
I,
just so that we could get Michelle and Kathy on board.
Well, that Kathy doesn't own sneakers, first of all.
I know. But maybe this
no,
would be
really
the impetus
doesn't.
To get her some sneakers.
They won't do it.
I'll buy the sneakers.
All right. And, go on. Joe.
Okay. So it's a growing trend. It's not about winning. It's about competing as a team and overcoming the obstacles together. It's huge business. It's estimated this year to generate $200 million. And within a few years or so, it could reach $1 billion. And now a lot of companies are actually starting to sponsor these races. And the reason is that the people who participate love the sponsorships, and they're very loyal to those companies.
Maybe so, I put tons of photos on Facebook. And
well, they
Facebook.
Said that's like the big thing now. That's the big bragging picture when, you know, you have your picture.
If you're in mud.
Covered in mud on your Seriously, Facebook. You've completed a tough, you know, Tough Mudder.
Forget Kickball Fridays.
They also have,
we're bringing Tough Mudder
in
to
Philly
ASI.
And other cities, they have the color races too, where people spray or they throw like colored dyes at you. So you finish. I'm doing that this summer with my daughter, and you're just covered in dye. But it's the same idea.
And there's one geared just to women as well. It's called Dirty Girls. So.
All right. Well, I think that's perfect for Kathy.
We're going to let that one hang out there.
So, you know, it's a great opportunity for distributors to get involved by getting some of these sponsors to also offer logoed product, bottled waters, towels, anything that you would associate with cleaning up after getting rather muddy.
Absolutely.
So we'll post this article on our website.
All right. Well, we are almost out of time, but we have just enough time for Michelle Bell's favorite part of the show, when the editors talk about their favorite products of the week. Michelle, why don't you lead us off?
Okay. Who here doesn't know that my favorite thing is pets and people clothes?
I thought that shoes.
Well, besides shoes. Okay. So if you go to our website, you will see this cute little dog in a little raglan shirt and a little jersey from American Apparel. So cute. And it is ASI 35297, and it comes in different colors and sizes if you have a little tiny dog or a big dog.
What about your cats?
I have a wiener dog. Will it fit him?
Nothing fits her cats.
That's so wrong.
All right.
They were
sure
plus size.
The big and tall.
Joe Haley, what's your favorite product? Is that a cigar?
It's a cigar. It's infused with Maker Mark bourbon, and Ooh. It actually has their famous wax seal on the end. You don't need a humidifier to keep this fresh as long
this?
As it's, I have not. It's sealed.
But he will.
Well, do you get, like, drunk when you smoke?
No. It just adds some flavor to it. You can actually imprint the tube itself. You have a hang tag here. They're great for corporate golfing events. They're also good for incentives. For like a big sales dinner or something like that. You can find them at Maker Mark Catalog, and they are ASI. Where are we? ASI 68596. You can find them online at www.tedcigars. That's an S. tedcigars.com/custom. /cigars/
What
just happened?
Ted Scars. Andy Cohn.
Okay, I like things that are abundantly useful, and this product definitely is, but just for men, they are sets of brass collar stays, and this comes from Swiss Stays, and that's ASI 90423. You can check it out online now at asicentral.com/radio.
Because you wear a lot of collar stays.
I do, but not today, because you could see the collars flying up there.
All right, Kathy, why don't you bring up
the
rear?
I like things that are fun, Andy, and Clegg Promos,
I'm
ASI
sure
45450 has lots of fun things. And right now they have sound and motion activated flashing bracelets. So, you know, it would be great for nightclub scene, bars, parties, any kind of special events, concerts.
Because you like the nightclubs.
I do. I love
all
it.
All right. All those products can be found on asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks to ASI Computers for sponsoring us today. And thanks to everyone for listening. And be sure to tune in next week when a couple of your favorite editors will be flying to Canada for the ASI Canadian Power Summit. But Kathy Houston will be here.
So will Joe.
And so will Joe. So they'll carry the show.
It's okay.
And then
there's
Joe.
The
Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.